I think last year was a really strong year. I think we proved a lot of people wrong. So I think coming into this year, you know, with the same group, same team, you know, we're hungry for a lot more, and I think we're ready to get this thing going.
There was a lot of guys last year who might have exceeded expectations. Was that something to do with new coach Spencer Carberry last year, or just kind of what helped make that all kind of come together for you guys?
Carbs is a huge part of this team's success, and everyone bought into to his system and just loves playing for Carbs. And as well as I think they brought in, you know, a good handful of guys who just needed fresh starts. And I think a lot of us had something to prove. And I think the way the team really just clicked in the dressing room and with a mix of good leaders and guys who've been here before with the new guys, we all just really gelled together and, you know, really became a family.
Well, you certainly proved yourself, and as a result, you'll get to carry more of the load, it sounds like, this season. How are you feeling about that?
Yeah, I'm excited. You know, obviously I think that's kind of what every goalie wants is to have more responsibility and trust with the team and the coaching staff and the management. But, you know, obviously, yeah, I'm excited for the opportunity as well. I'm excited to work again with Charlie Lindgren as well.
There's a solid core of guys who have been around for the last couple of seasons playing well together. I think a lot of the hockey fans around here know who they are. Are there any other guys maybe on the younger side of things or new faces that are sort of sticking out to you that people might not be aware of right now, but as the season goes on, they'll be like, hey, that guy's actually doing something for us here.
I think a lot of the young guys, you know, have a lot of flames by their names, and I think they're going to know build them really quick with Ryan Leonard, Henrik Lapierre, Miroshenko. We got Protas, little brother coming up through the system, and Andrew Kristall. We have a lot of young, high-end talent, and I think fans are going to pick up on their names, you know, really soon.
Hey, can you tell us about your mask? It is pretty cool and has all sorts of obscure references on it.
I like to say with the movie theme, I did it on my last mask, and I kind of want to keep that theme going for as long as I can. And there's no shortage of, I think, good movies being filmed here in D.C. So this year I kind of went with Night at the Museum 2 with Ben Stiller and just put a bunch of iconic characters on there. And that was kind of my mind. I just want to keep things fun. I think goalie masks are a good representation of, you know, someone's character. I like to have fun and keep things loose. And I think I'm putting on movies that, you know, a lot of people enjoy and that are think are funny and, you know, just a good time.
So Ben Stiller's on the side of your head, basically.
Yeah, correct. Yeah, I kind of hope he sees it. You know, I grew up watching his movies and hopefully he can get his attention.
Hey, before we let you go, this is your second full season here in Washington. Obviously, you grew up a hockey fan. How would you sort of describe the culture of hockey? What's the perception here in Washington around the NHL, and how does it sort of stack up with what you've actually seen firsthand now?
I mean, the culture here, obviously, yeah, I've grown up a hockey fan, being from Calgary. You know, I never really knew much about, you know, Washington and the Capitals. Obviously, everyone knows who Alex Ovechkin is. But, you know, when you come into this team and this organization, it's about winning and excellence and good characters on and off the ice. And, you know, from my first day, you know, with this organization, you can really tell on, you know, how good the dressing room is, how good the leaders are, how respectful they are, how they treat a lot of people on and off the ice, and as well as, you know, the expectation to win. And you know, that's been the MO here in D.C. for as long as I can remember, and that they've always been a powerhouse team. And since I came here, it seems like nothing's changed. The plan is to win and try to be number one and try to bring the cup back to D.C.